Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk, lo Melanesia update, me Koroi Hawkins. This time that me join him now, team from Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
In tonight's headlines, Prime Minister calls for increase in VMPF contribution rates. Vanuatu and Russia reaffirm diplomatic ties. Minister Kunapo urges action on labour issues. Union urges Labour Department to act on workers' grievances. And workshop enhancing educational development. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizi Kalsakau. Leading our news tonight, State Law Office confirms Ismail Kalsakau as legitimate leader of opposition. A recent meeting at the opposition conference room on April 12, 2024, sparked controversy as six members of parliament moved to remove MP Ismail Kalsakau as the leader of opposition. With no votes against and no abstentions, the decision was made to replace Kalsakau with MP Gracia Shadrach. However, a subsequent gathering on April 15, 2024, led by Kalsakau, MP Gloria King, MP Jean-Baptiste Tama, and MP Samuel Kalsakau, challenged the legitimacy of the previous decision. They removed MP Blaise Sumter as the opposition whip and nominated MP Kalpoileb as the new whip. In response, Kalsakau and King formally notified the Speaker of Parliament of the purported illegal attempt to remove Kalsakau as leader of opposition and the replacement of Sumter with Kalpoileb as whip. Adding to the complexity, the Office of the Attorney General provided legal advice, indicating that the nomination of Shadrach as leader of opposition was not made by the requisite number of MPs forming the opposition group in Parliament. Therefore, the nomination was deemed null and void, leaving Kalsakau in his position. State Law Office confirms Ismail Kalsakau as legitimate leader of opposition in Vanuatu Parliament. This development highlights the ongoing power struggle within the opposition with conflicting claims and legal interpretations surrounding leadership appointments. In VNPF, Prime Minister Shawlo Salwai emphasizes the urgency of raising the current 8% contribution rate to the Vanuatu National Provident Fund, the VNPF, during his address at the opening of the new Panama VNPF branch on Ambai yesterday. Salwai highlighted the need for employers to contribute more compared to employees to enhance social security provisions. Currently, both employers and employees contribute 4% of workers' salaries to the fund, a rate deemed inadequate for low-income earners who heavily rely on their contributions post-retirement. Expressing concern over Vanuatu's lowest contribution rates in the Pacific, Salwai urges the VNPF board and management to review the contribution rates for both employers and employees. Furthermore, he directed resources towards establishing a health insurance facility to facilitate affordable medical payment plans for members. Salwai envisioned this initiative attracting first-class private hospitals to Vanuatu, ensuring comprehensive medical coverage for all patients. In bilateral, more than 30 years after the initial establishment, Vanuatu and Russia have reaffirmed their diplomatic relationship. President Nikenike Vurobravo highlighted the historical milestone dating back to June 30th of 1987, when diplomatic ties were first forged between the two nations. The recent presentation of credentials by Russian Ambassador Dr. Alexei Pavlovsky at the State House underlines the shared commitment to fostering robust diplomatic connections. President Vorobyravo emphasizes the vast potential for collaboration between Vanuatu and Russia across various domains, recognizing the dawn of a new era. He stresses the importance of seizing opportunities to deepen the partnership for mutual prosperity. Both nations share a dedication to promoting global peace, stability, and prosperity. Ambassador Pavlovsky, representing Russia, expressed eagerness to bolster the partnership, noting the lesser-known culture of Vanuatu in Russia and expressing interest in promoting Vanuatu's arts and culture. in Labour. The Minister of Internal Affairs overseeing Labour has urged the Labour Commissioner and Office to step up their efforts in addressing labour issues. Minister Kwanapo stressed the importance of actively engaging with New Vanuatu workers and taking their concerns seriously. He reiterated his commitment to pressuring the Labour Office to improve policy initiatives with a focus on ensuring that over 16,000 seasonal workers contribute significantly to foreign exchange remittance. Kwanapo emphasizes the need to review and strengthen labour mobility programs, highlighting the workers' concerns. Particularly during his recent visit, the minister identified areas for improvement, including recruitment, deployment and welfare monitoring on Australian farms. Discussions with the Australian government have centered on potential solutions, such as introducing portability in visa program. Minister Kwanapo underlines the government's dedication to safeguarding workers' welfare and pledge ongoing dialogue with Australian authorities. Still in Labour, yesterday, 26 workers from TIVR Timber and Joinery staged a strike, alleging unjust terminations of their colleagues without proper compensation. Oki Stumup, the spokesperson of the workers, says that despite two meetings with the company, no action had been taken to address the demands for severance pay and other entitlements. Tamap emphasizes that 9 workers had been terminated with no severance, public holiday or annual leave payments received. The terminated employee has sought assistance from the workers' union, particularly the National Workers' Union under the Southern Region branch, regarding their terminations. Organiser Eddie Currier has indicated that this issue arose earlier this year.
Lo issue lo tibet timba hemi start lo February finish number 27 lo case lo one member no more. We posi terminate mem mo emi anda pe ma severance plan mo emi no pe ma 2-3 months notice. Therefore, I come look mi bla I putum ma claim mi ko pa klo pos hemi trikaram se posi change contract lo 27 workers we some lo all kata li work over lo 23 years. 6 years, 7 years, 3 years. I mean, since I'm contract here, we put me come down low 8 months. We have me pretty him low blue me we use was we work over low 1 year. We use have entitled low severance. I mean, now we should go, maybe like beans.
According to Currier, a strike notice was issued by the union in March, but the Labour Department has yet to respond by organising a conciliation meeting between the involved parties. Currier emphasises that under the Trade Act, such conciliation efforts are mandated.
Inside the conciliation meeting, I look department in the draft MOC for them section. The section 6 treaty speak we plus safe kite mola or walk out plumula. From me bin talem to say by no maga termination, by no maga suspension. Me play wet coco, I mean over 1 month. We me play been put on my strike notice to pack lo March number 13. We I give me blow some flow mat plum me play is a bit of a maxin. And that lo treaty speak. Conciliator having got power, lo settle case. I mean, I say by pulling me over lo, this and lo commissioner way, I mean, give him say 7 days no more, you miss a winning case. Tam way, no got emoji, possibly play inside then. Sorry, blow look department in Wokosem. Mommy, blow look say, I mean, one negligence law, all work blow labor department, way is that runway law, all duty more responsibility plan.
He criticizes the Labour Department for its failure to adequately address labour issues affecting workers in the private sector. Currier advocates for greater departmental responsibility in dealing with these issues and calls for closer collaboration between the department and the union to resolve labour disputes effectively.
All Narbla roadway blow, Ecolo Conciliations was in a work by Ecolo Education Office, Education Office. Since 2020, have been work as today. So me will look say by department you must solve them no more inside those 7 days we commissioner too have been look. Because commissioner have been look say case have been winning inside those 7 days. mibla no look narawe pagan lo hemi hemi pusumi ko lo tribunal dispute from commissioner hemi look save finish inside lo 7 day case is have finish.
However, Jean Baptiste, one of the terminated workers, blamed his dismissal on a mistake by a Chinese supervisor. He criticized the company for treating them unfairly and expressed gratitude for the union's support in organizing the strike. In response, TIVR Limited asserted that they had been working closely with the Department of Labor to address employee rights. They attributed the strike to a misunderstanding and pledged to resolve the issue through continued collaboration with the Labor Department. According to Carrier, a meeting is scheduled for next Tuesday between the parties to address the issue. He asserts that the company has neglected to pay its staff the government-approved minimum wage since last year.
Tuesday 2 o'clock, we will start the Labor Department to settlement of the public holiday or annual leave or the minimum wages were also packed pay since June number one last year finish.
Eddie Carrier, Union Organizer, Southern Region Branch. And to end, a recent Ministry of Education and Training workshop has made significant strides in enhancing Vanuatu's educational landscape. Hosted by the Curriculum Development Unit, CDU, in April, the workshop focused on effective teaching and learning, bringing together key stakeholders to refine teaching methodologies and curriculum delivery. The workshop's outcomes have prompted the CDU to initiate the development of training resources and packages. Mr. Krem Mandava, Acting Principal Education Officer at CDU, emphasizes the workshop's significance in advancing educational excellence in the country. He highlighted the importance of understanding effective teaching and learning practices in transforming curriculum development and instructional delivery, ultimately benefiting students and educators alike. The Ministry of Education personnel from various units, including a school-based management unit, SBM, the CDU, and the School of Education, SOE, along with former in-service school improvement trainers and advisors, attended the workshop, which was funded by the Australian government. With that conclude our Vanuatu Nightly News. You can still follow VNN through Buzz FM SoundCloud, Buzz FM Facebook page, our website www.buzzfm.vu, Capital FM 107 and Radio New Zealand, Melanesian Update, RNZ Pacific. I'm Kizzy Kasakau. A very good night and a safe weekend ahead.
And that was the Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
And have now Melanesian Update program with Koroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs lo website blo mifala rnzi.com and mifala stop to lo Facebook and lo Twitter. Just search him at RNZ Pacific.